This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Welcome to the Pet Owner Diary Podcast, a show about helping you become a better pet parent. In each episode, we deliver raw, honest, funny, and insightful advice on how to be a great pet parent for any type of pet. Now, here's your host, America's Pet Owner Coach, Janelle Young.
Hey, pet family, welcome back. Thank you for joining us again on the Pet Owner Diary Show. I'm your co-host, Tay, and today's episode is for our dog lovers. We are returning to familiar territory with an amazing guest. If you're from Austin, like myself, you may have heard of this rescue. They hold events all over the city. Today, we will be speaking to Dave Norris, the president of Pug Rescue of Austin. Welcome, Dave. How are you doing today?
Great, and thank you so much for having me. I'm doing just great. Glad to be here.
Amazing. So, pet family, I have a personal history with Pug Rescue of Austin, or PRA, as we'll probably refer to it. I've worked some of their major events like Let It Snore and Pugkin Fest, events to help fundraise for the rescue, and also showcase their available foster dogs. So that's my history with PRA, but the rescue has a very long history of its own. Dave, could you tell us how the rescue got started?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. In 2009, a small group of volunteers, who many are still actively very much involved with PRA, decided there was a need in Austin. Maybe they didn't decide. They noticed there was a need in Austin to rescue pugs. There was just quite a few who kept popping up who needed help. And, you know, a lot of our original founders, it's going to be Rita, Sina, Marty, Janet, Edie, Angie. And if I name too many people or not enough, I might get in trouble, because it was a great ragtag group of people who just started making it happen. And really, it was breed clubs actually made it happen, funny enough. So there was a pug club already in the area, and there was also the DFW Pug Club as well, a pug club over there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the members from each kind of formed a coalition and started rescuing in pugs in Austin back in 2009, and we're still going strong now in 2022.
Yes, perfect, lovely. So I kind of want to touch on the subject of rescuing pugs, because pugs are often seen as a designer breed. You know, they're categorized as a toy breed, and they're very well known for their squishy, squashy faces. So I know some people may ask, why a rescue for pugs specifically?
Yeah, it's a great question, and understandable to get that. It does come up, and that is a common response. When I talk about the pug rescue, people go, there's a pug rescue? What? Why? There needs to be a pug rescue? Yes, there's absolutely a need for a pug rescue, you know, and I'm sure we'll touch on this a bit more, but there are a lot of common expensive health problems with pugs as they age. There's a lot of misconceptions about the breed as people either purchase one or one enters their home. Somehow they might not be ready for a lot of the curveballs this very special breed throws at them. But yes, we need this breed-specific rescue because of the, I hate to say it, the financial cost that is higher for pugs than your average dog. It's just it's a truth, you know, and they have a lot of medical needs. And so, there is absolutely a need for this very specific rescue. Now, I could understand maybe people making an argument that are there enough pugs to save? And yes, there are. With that said, we also save beyond pugs, and we'll do a lot of pug mixes come into the rescue, and we save them because we do have some extra capacity, because on a given month, we might literally rescue every pug available to rescue in Austin that's come to us. You know, we always say yes to every pug. So yes.
Yeah. And I mean, pet family, unfortunately, no matter what the breed is, there's always people out there that are not very nice, or people who are just not prepared for the responsibilities of owning a dog, especially pugs, because, you know, like Dave said, they have a few needs that should be tended to for a good life. So what are those needs? Could you let us in on some of the required care for a pug to have a happy, healthy life?
Yes, you're going to, and you should do this with any dog, but I would stress it so much more even with pugs, is you're going to have to do a lot of preventative dental care, make sure there's plenty of teeth cleaning going on, because they on average have far more dental issues just because of the compressed nature of their face, how they're bred. They're going to have a lot of dental issues that you just need to, frankly, financially prepare for, you know, start setting money aside for that. Things not to do. They're terrible in heat. It's not, I hate saying this, it's not uncommon for a pug to, we hear about one through the grapevine who's died on a long, long walk in the summer. You know, it's horrifying, right? They're just built differently, right? And so a lot of care and research needs to happen before you take one into your home.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. And I know you guys get a lot of senior pugs in. Would you say that older pugs are your most common take-ins?
Yes. In a given month, you're looking at around 60% plus of a pug being a senior that we take in. And what is a senior to us? It's an 8-year-old or higher, and that's going to vary per shelter or rescue, whatever they categorize. But we categorize it as 8 and up. And yes, the majority of dogs we take in are seniors.
Why do you think you get so many older pugs?
I believe, you know, when we get them, it's very obvious what keeps bubbling up, which is health problems start popping in, right? They might have disc problems, spinal issues, right? Is not uncommon, eye issues as they get older. And I think, you know, when they're younger, these might be dormant or just not there yet. And a pug and any dog is going to cost more the longer you have them, as medical needs come up, typically speaking, but especially so for a pug. So it's no surprise. And, you know, that's you'll see these numbers repeated in shelters too. But I mean that unfortunately, sometimes people do surrender senior dogs, but we're here to help when people need to do that. If they're in a tough spot, they cannot afford that. We are absolutely understanding and are here to help take in that pug.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, a lot of breeds have problems as they get older. I know that I have a bulldog and they also have a ton of issues that you have to look after as they get older. And I kind of want to get into some of the amazing people that run the rescue, because PRA is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue, and there's like 6 board members, I think.
That's right. Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm the president and board chair. But yeah, we have. I think it's like the dream team on our board. I love these. I love this group, and we've got such a we all come from different career backgrounds so much. And it's myself, you've got Debbie, who's our vice president and foster coordinator. Debbie's very much a huge heart that just fills our rescue weekly and it leads our foster parents. You've got Becky, she's our tech website person, brilliant in marketing, and she's on the board as well. You've got Brian. Brian's my hero. Shout out to Brian. He's a volunteer lawyer, if you can believe it, with the biggest heart in the world, and he loves pugs. He volunteers his expertise, which, you know, when contracts are going out, you've got well over 100 contracts going out a year, right? Close to 200. You need a lawyer on your board. We have one, and he's amazing. You've got Char, and her background in the rescue is from screening, and so she has a great eye on applicants and what to do next and make the adoption process better. Always, we can always make it better. And then finally, we have Helen, who's just our excellent events strategist, I would probably call her. And she's also wonderful with systems and how to just constantly improve our systems at PRA.
Amazing. Yeah, you guys sound like you have a great crew. And I just want to clarify for our pet family that when you become a nonprofit, it is a very, very long process. Am I right?
Yes, it's not overnight. It can take up to a year, depending on paperwork, but to become a 501c3, and I thank the people before me, right? That's Rita and Angie who did all that work. I walked in here like a piece of cake 3 years after PRA formed. Like, hi guys, thanks for doing all the paperwork. It's work. You don't get to do it overnight. It's not like starting a website.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the requirements to even start a nonprofit or look at starting a nonprofit?
It's a great question. You've got to find a public need that is a public good. You're doing good in the community, right? You cannot have certain biases. You've got to be providing a service that is generally good for the public. Isn't that sort of vague and weird? Yes, that's why forming nonprofits can be tricky. There's variations of the 501c3, and you could start a club, and you could. There's variations on political groups, but to get that nonprofit tax deductible status, if you're forming, a rescue is a great example of something that's a clear win, right? To start a nonprofit, but yeah, you've got to justify your existence as a public good, and the government has to agree with you on that. So
right, perfect. Okay, we do have to take a quick break. But we'll be right back with Dave Norris, president of Pug Rescue Austin.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Hey Pet Family, welcome back. We are here with Dave Norris from Hog Rescue Austin. And Dave, I wanted to talk about the volunteers that you guys have, because I know you mainly run off of volunteers, volunteers that help out with events, transport dogs, match fosters with forever families, and so much more. Do you know how many volunteers you'll actually have?
Yeah, it's actively, it's probably just under 100 right now. We have several hundred who are sort of on standby in what we call the Pug Rescue family. That's over 300 people who help and see our transport needs pop up and might show up. You know, you might have somebody who adopted 3 years ago who just does some transport for us this week, who just sees an emergency and steps in. But active people working weekly, I shouldn't say working, but volunteering, because we are all volunteer run, it's just under 100.
Wow, that's actually amazing. That's way more than I was expecting. And I know I listed off some of the jobs, but what are the ones that the rescue really needs covered right now?
Foster parents is number one. What we saw, and this wasn't just a Pug Rescue of Austin thing, this was a animal rescue, animal welfare thing happening in the United States in 2021 and mm-hmm. bleeding into now, is a lack of foster parents. It's just, as intake increases, you know, we just had a record year last year. We saved nearly 200 dogs, just under 200 dogs we saved last year.
Oh, wow.
And we want to save more this year, right? We want that to be over 200 this year. And to do that, we've got to get more foster parents. That's the number one need. Other than that, of course, we have a great administrative team who does a lot of the behind the scenes marketing. There's still a lot of paperwork that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody who works from home, we would always take people up on either writing tasks or some administrative work that we always need help on.
Yeah, perfect. You hear that, guys? You guys can go to the website, AustinPugRescue.com. And you can go and apply to become a volunteer there. But on top of being a volunteer-run rescue, PRA is also a nonprofit that runs off of donations. So if you want to help out and send a donation, you can buy some of their merch, or you can donate at AustinPugRescue.com. So another huge thing that we kind of touched on that helps you guys a lot is the foster parents. How important are foster parents to the rescue?
Foster parents are definitely the lifeblood of our rescue. You know, we don't have an office. And again, I know I've said it 100 times, but it's so important to our structure. We have no paid staff. And so we basically have offices all across Austin, and they are and in San Antonio and surrounding areas. And those are our foster parents who will do anything for their foster dog, and they make it happen. And they really are just excellent people. And that's a hard volunteer role. You've got to see them get adopted, and you might have fallen in love with them at that point. You got to see the dogs get adopted, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's a tough role. It's not for everyone, but it's very fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah. I know some people might be on the fence about becoming a foster parent because, like you said, you do have to find it a forever home. But for those who are on the edge, what would you say the best things about being a foster parent are?
Other than, I would say the very fulfilling task of the role itself would be that we pay for everything. We pay for food, we pay for medical bills while the dog's being fostered. And so none of that is going to be an issue for you. You know, anybody can apply and really we've got you covered at PRA. We cover everything.
So what are some of the things you look for when you're considering someone to become a foster parent?
To us, fosters are adopters and adopters are fosters, right? And so we mm-hmm. actually, the application process just has one alteration of the question at the end, if you plan on possibly fostering to adopt, because it's the same, we have the same standards, and those mm-hmm. standards are going to be a bit of knowledge about pugs, or at least willing to do the research on that. In the case of prior dogs, one thing I would say we're strict on, we do like to make sure if you have dogs or had dogs, that you have kept them current on, say, heartworms and vaccines, just to make sure that because that's part of the role of fostering or adopting, is that upkeep with the dog and making sure you're going to care for them. So that's one of our requirements. Other than that, you know, some very obvious things like just make sure you love pugs, and then we'll do a quick little virtual home visit and get you approved.
Perfect. Yeah. So what is that process like? I know you touched on it a little bit, but could you walk us kind of step by step?
Sure. If you're applying to either foster or adopt, it's a little bit of time because we're all volunteer run. I wish we could do it faster, but our volunteers work as fast as they reasonably can to get you approved from the screening team. And it takes about 2 weeks. Sometimes we're much faster. Sometimes we're a little longer. But it takes about 2 weeks for the whole process, which includes, you know, calling references, doing the virtual home visit, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Well, if anyone is interested in becoming a foster, I do believe you have to be within the Austin area, though.
We take Austin, people in Austin, but San Antonio, we've grown hugely in San Antonio. A third of all our rescues come from San Antonio, by the way. So that's we're called the Pug Rescue of Austin, but we're really Pug Rescue of San Antonio as well, it feels like. but surrounding Austin too, Round Rock, we have some fosters there. But yes, generally speaking, Austin, San Antonio.
Where can they go to apply to become a foster?
I am very proud to say we're incredibly easy to find. Punch in Pug Rescue Austin in Google. We're the top five results. But just our website, our Facebook channel, Instagram as well. We really, since we've been around so long, we're super easy to find in search engines. And please do check out our website and our social channels to get involved.
Yeah. And guys, that website again is austinpugrescue.com. You can just type that in. Like Dave said, even if you just look up Pug Rescue Austin, or probably just pugs and the word Austin, they'll probably come up as the first thing. But yeah, you guys also have an amazing Facebook. I think I get a lot of the events on there.
Yeah, Facebook's going to be a great place to find our upcoming events. Instagram as well. We're very active on both, but those are the key places to find anything upcoming. Even this coming Tuesday, someone invited us to a South By house. We're going to do a little meet and greet for pugs that's open to the public. So yeah, that's going to be fun, but that's all found on our social media.
All right. So just in case you did not hear that, it is going to be austinpugrescue.com. If you go into Facebook, you can also find them there under the same name. Instagram, same name. Their website is amazing. And like Dave said, you can find tons of events on there. I think the Facebook is actually how I found them. So if you guys want to go and check that out and look at their website, maybe make a quick donation, get yourself a cute calendar. And we'll be right back with Dave Norris from Austin Pug Rescue.
We all know that a dog is man's best friend, but why stop there? We think that all pets make our lives a little easier, whether it's a cat, gecko, or even a horse. We want to learn what makes your pet so special to you. Maybe they have an eccentric personality, or even give good cuddles. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. After all, our pets deserve a moment in the spotlight. Why not share an interesting story about your pet with our host, pet coach Janelle Young? No matter how big or small, we'd love to hear from you on the Pet Owner Diary Show. We're looking for the next pet celebrity, superstar, or that unique animal story for TV and radio. If you believe your pet has the it factor, then call our pet line at 407-906-5712 or email us at petownerdiary@gmail.com. The possibilities are endless. Maybe you and your pet will be our next featured weekly guest on TV or radio. Let's give our pets the attention they deserve.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a brave new world in media with hundreds of video and audio channels to choose. Have you noticed? There's a catch. Paying more for what once was part of my entertainment package. Biz TV is free on YouTube. Real stories about real entrepreneurs. A fresh look at the game of business. Hey Siri, get me Biz TV on YouTube. It's free. Did I say it's free? Biz TV, now streaming on YouTube. Hey Siri, get me Biz TV on YouTube or visit biztv.com.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here with Dave Norris from Austin Pug Rescue, and we were talking about foster parents, foster dogs, all things foster. And sometimes, as you know pretty well, Dave, there are foster fails. Could you tell us what a foster fail is?
Yes, gladly. And it's one of the best things that happens at our rescue, and it's not uncommon at rescues, but if you're fostering a dog, and of course on paper the goal is to be here on the journey to that dog's forever home, but you know, if there's a plot twist and it turns out they are in their forever home, they're in their foster home, which is their rightful home all along, mm-hmm. and then the foster parent immediately lets us know, hey, you know what, I've fallen in love, or the dog chose me. I didn't have a choice. I want to adopt. And now we 90% of the time say all good, all clear. Sometimes there can be some trickiness to that. If somebody's in the process of adopting that dog, we don't allow that. And that can create some broken hearts. And, you know, we do still let an adopter, if they're in the process or taking a dog on a trial, we can't let a foster swoop in, but that's uncommon. Usually some regret after a trial visit, but if they let us know with plenty of time, and they do almost every time give us a clear, honest heads up, we are good to go. And we say, yeah, please, we're good. Now, the only negative thing to come of that is sometimes we lose a foster parent at that point, right? Their house becomes mm-hmm. full of dogs, and now we need new fosters. And we have this joke where if you foster fail, you need to go find us another foster, right? And because you know, and this has absolutely happened to me. In fact, I think over the last 10 years I've been with PRA, I must have foster failed 4 or 5 times, very bad. And yeah, and they've all been super seniors, so. You know, I still currently have two dogs from Pug Rescue of Austin. They're both pug mixes, and they were foster fails. You know, they're in my home, and you have them there, and then you're just like, man, I can't let them go. I can't let them go. And it's a lot of fun, and we love seeing it happen. It happens almost weekly. I mean, to be honest, really, and they're the greatest emails to get. You know, and guys, is this dog being adopted? I really kind of want to swoop in here and keep them. And it's like, yeah, go ahead. We'd love for you to, because like I said, a foster parent is an adoptive parent, right? It's the same process. So they're clear to go, and everything, all the paperwork's tight at that point and buttoned up. So we just, we love it and let it to happen.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, one of the many reasons, but one of the reasons why I think I would be a bad foster parent is because I would definitely love to take in every single one. It happens when I take in frogs all the time. Dogs would probably be no better. But yeah, you said, so you've taken in 4, and you have 2 right now. Is that Chucky and Homer?
Yes, I currently, my house is a bit of a chaotic sometimes. I've got a, not only do I have a newborn, but I have four total rescue dogs. Two of them have been adopted from PRA. The other two have just, when you're in the rescue world, dogs start finding you. So the other two are different rescues. But two of my dogs, I've got Chucky and Homer, and they're just phenomenal. And I love them, and I love the work our rescue does. It's because, you know, I love that we take in pug mixes. I love that. And these two guys are half pug each, and they're look like Dr. Seuss creatures. And I just love them. And I love that we were able to save them. One particularly, Chucky had been through five homes before he landed as my foster, before he came into our rescue. So he just had a chaotic life. His previous owner died, and that's heartbreaking. Mm. And so we took him in because he was in a shelter, in a kill shelter. I hate that term. Mm. Maybe that's a bit harsh, but there are shelters, right, with high euthanasia rates. Mm. And we got him out of there, and somebody saved him and brought him to us. And we, because he had a curly tail, we were able to save him. So yep, he's here.
Yeah. So would you say you get a lot of pug mixes, maybe even more than just regular pugs, I guess you could call them?
Yeah, it fluctuates throughout the year. That's a great question. About a third of our dogs are going to be mixes at a given time, but there are some months and things are certain, a batch gets adopted here and so on. And mm-hmm. then you might be looking at our page and like, holy crap, like most of these dogs are adorable mixes. You've got Chugs, Chihuahua pugs, you've got Bugs, Boston Terrier pugs, you've got Puggles, beagle pugs, you know, and we take all these dogs in. So you might, at any given month, though, you might be looking at our adoptables page and going, wow, this is a pug rescue, but it's really just a bunch of dogs with curly tails. So
yeah, and I also saw that you guys have a few honorable pugs up for adoption. Could you tell us about Bardo and Brulé?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Bardo's a Frenchie. She's great. She needs to be a solo dog, but we take in Frenchies when we can. There's also adjacent to us, there's the Austin Bulldog Rescue, and they're awesome. And I love them. But sometimes we're able to help them out if they're at overflow. Mm-hmm. We will take a French Bulldog or a Bulldog. We've done that. And Bardo, I think I need to check on this. I think, thank goodness, she's pending adoption soon here. I think, she's been with us for a while. She went on a trial and came back just. So hopefully she lands in that forever home soon. Brulé is a beautiful female 5-year-old, looks like a bread loaf, right?
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she is. She's great. And we don't have too much information on her because she just came in, right? But mm-hmm. certainly not a pug, certainly a dog who would look a little more natural at the bulldog rescue, right? Than she would at the pug rescue. But we help out when we can, because like I said, I'm very proud of this. Certain months, maybe I hopefully this doesn't sound arrogant, but we take in every pug that gets surrendered to us. Everyone, we say yes. So we have that overflow. We have that extra capacity, I mean, to take in a Frenchie, a bulldog, and we respect other rescues, right? If there's the capacity to help, we do.
That's amazing. You guys go check out the website because, well, Bardo might be in a home, but Brulé is still looking for her home. And she's so pretty. But I also noticed on the website that there's a lot of senior pugs right now. Who has been at the rescue the longest so far?
Yeah, off the top of my head, when I think of our longest stay pug right now, I think it's Perry. Mm-hmm. Perry is a black senior pug, and he's 12, and he's been with us since the middle of 2020. So he's been here a while. He's in a lovely foster home with Edie, but he's still been here a long time and is ready for his forever home for sure. Right. It's been a while. You know, our average stay for a dog, it's around 6 months. That's the average, but that includes a pug puppy, which is rare we get puppies, but a puppy who gets adopted the minute they're listed on our website, and then a 12-year-old who has been here since the middle of 2020 and hasn't been adopted yet, right? So he's a long stay, as we call him.
Yeah, Well, I wanted to bring up some of the doggies because hopefully someone here will be listening and go to the website and fall in love with some of the dogs there. I want to touch more on adoption after the break, but I'm just going to ask, do you guys adopt out to people from other states or from farther away places?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And great question. We do ask that the adopter provides their own transportation. You know, we're not in the business of setting up a cross country, you know, it'd be too expensive. So we ask they, and also if the trial visit doesn't work out, that they return the PRA dog. But yes, we adopt out of city and out of state.
Amazing. Yeah, guys. So if you want to go and check out the Pug Rescue, again, that is AustinPugRescue.com for the Facebook, Austin Pug Rescue. Instagram, same thing. Simple Google Pug Austin will come up there. So I know you guys have a lot of adorable pugs waiting on their forever homes. Do you have any adoption events coming up?
We do. And the closest one coming up is going to be this coming Tuesday. And that's on it's a South by house on Cesar Chavez. After that, we have an event close to downtown in April at a pet supply store. And in May, we're doing a great event as well. Please do stay on our social pages, Instagram and Facebook to find the addresses and times for all of those. But they're meet and greet events since we don't do same day adoption. So yes.
Yeah. And you guys can go and meet all the foster dogs. Do all the foster dogs come or, you know, are there just a few that can make it that day?
No, great question. We have a few. We try to get as many as we can. Sometimes we have a dozen, sometimes we have six, but certainly don't bring our whole, you know, fleet of 50 pugs. I wish we did, but, you know, we keep it around 12.
Perfect. All right. We'll be right back with Dave from Austin Pug Rescue.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here with Dave Norris from Pug Rescue Austin. Now, Dave, we were talking about adoption, so I really want to go into that again in case somebody goes on the website and sees a cute little pug. So if someone wants to adopt, what is that process like?
Sure. They would go on our website and set aside about 45 minutes or so. It's a thorough application someone fills out. And it asks for current dogs you may have, of course, your address and just standard info, but also things like, do you know about pugs? And can you verify that, you know, current dogs you have or had are vaccinated and you've been giving heartworm medication. If all that checks out and we get this application and we do a virtual home visit, you can expect to be approved in about 2 weeks. Now, from there, you have the ability, and this is the, once you're approved, it's like the greatest thing in the world, because you can go on our website and say, I want a travel visit with that dog. That dog looks like a great fit. And we'll be like, yeah, let's do, you know, we'll make it happen. And at that point, pretty much. And so you take the dog into your house and see if this is a good fit. And if it isn't, that's fine. And a lot of potential adopters get real nervous about saying, hey, this dog might not be right for me. We say, that's okay. You're approved adopter. We'll take the dog back and put them back in foster care. And let's try another trial visit. And when it works, you let us know, and then you pay the adoption fee, which helps us do the work we do. Adoption fees are a huge portion of our income, and totally speaking. And then that's the process. And you're approved. Once you're approved, you're good for a few years. In fact, so you're good for a while. So that's about it.
Amazing. Yeah, guys. So again, if you want to go and check that out, it is austinpugrescue.com. If you are not wanting to adopt or foster, you can also make a donation. They also have amazing merch on there. For merch, is there one person who designs the merch, or do you guys have a couple people? Because I know that stuff's real cute.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very proud of our merchandise. You know, pugs are so like boutique and special and funny that I think our merchandise should be special and unique and odd. And we have a various team on that. Right. And my favorite thing is the Pug Rescue of Austin calendar. In fact, we just sold out of 2021. So that was just taken off the website, but we do have some great merch available, and we dress our pugs up once a year. That's all we ask for. We save their lives. We can dress them up once a year. not more than that, but you know, we're going to, of course, do another one this year. Absolutely. We will. And we have a lot of fun stuff, and shirts come out, and our great graphic designer, Laura Fisk, who did our logo, she's involved with a lot of the design process. And then we have the most wonderful person, Janet, is this she needs a documentary made about her. She is one of our founders of PRA, but she will design and make these great calendars. But what she does for a few months a year is design pug costumes for those fundraising calendars.
Whoa.
and she hand makes them with her sister Nancy. Again, last year's just sold out, but we're going to do another this year for 22, of course, and can't wait to work with her again.
Yeah, the 2021 calendar is so cute. I have it hanging up. I use it all the time. It's sports themed, and the pugs just look absolutely adorable. So if you guys want to go there, go to the website, check it out. And so I know you guys have events. The two biggest ones I would say are Let It Snore and Pugkin Fest.
I would agree with that. Those and we've loved having your help there, by the way. I've got to thank you.
You're
one of our awesome volunteers. So Pugkin and Let It Snore, those are done in conjunction with the Pug Club, separate group from PRA, but great supporters of us, and they will run those two. The fall here is so fun at Pug Rescue. So for Pugkin Fest, we do a Halloween costume competition. I lied earlier when I said we only dress up our pugs once a year.
Maybe like three times.
Yeah, maybe 500 times a year. No big deal. And so we will have a costume contest, and then Let It Snore is a wonderful holiday event, of course. And we love having those events. They're a blast. Always be on the lookout for those. They work in conjunction with auctions and other great things, and they're just really excellent fundraisers that we need to run. Actually, they're fun, but we need them to keep saving dogs.
Yes, and they are super fun. And I mean, it's only the spring, but you know, you can always plan your trip down to Austin for some Pugkin Fest.
It is worth going to Austin for. It is. It's the destination.
Yes. All right, Dave. So just before we go, could you clear up some of, I guess, kind of the misconceptions of what rescues and shelters actually do?
Yes, thank you. What I would like to emphasize today is that a rescue, you can go directly for them to them if you for any breed specific need. So if you have a pug who's in need, I do want people to be thinking about Pug Rescue of Austin. Now, if a pug is surrendered to a shelter, very often we end up putting a tag on the dog, and if no owner comes forward, we have a wait period there, which legally mandated, which of course is appropriate, and we support that pug may end up back at Pug Rescue of Austin anyway. So where I'm going with this is I just would love for people to be advocates of rescues. All of the rescues in Austin are fantastic, from Forgotten Friends to the Austin Bulldog Rescue. And then of course, here we are at the Pug Rescue, and I'm biased, but I think we're great too. So, you know, I just want people to be advocates for rescues and know that we're all volunteers and we're out there doing great work, and shelters support them as well, but rescues support them too. And we're all in this to help animals. Please check us out online and consider becoming a foster parent or consider donating. Those are our needs right now. So thank you very much. And we love the work we do, and we're gonna have another record year, it looks like, this year. So we're looking forward to it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for being a guest, Dave. I've had a wonderful time with you. Again, everyone, that is pugrescueaustin.com. Go check out their Facebook, their Instagram. They are everywhere. And thank you so much, pet family, for sticking around with us. I've been your co-host, Tay, and we'll see you back on the Pet Owner Diary Show, same time, same place, next week. Bye-bye!
Thank you for joining us on Pet Owner Diary. Make sure to visit our website, petownerdiary.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, view show highlights, and download each episode via SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app too, so you and your pet never miss an episode. Pet family, if you like what you hear, please share on your social media and tell a friend to tune in. On behalf of America's pet owner coach, Janelle Young, we wish you love, peace, and harmony with your pet. We'll catch you in the next episode.